would, you have to use it, you do it at night, in darkness. You have a pole, better have a metal pole with a wire attached to it, and then a bunch of cotton or asbestos.
Go ahead, radio check, you got short stop.
Together in a ball, and you soak that in kerosene and suspend it from the pole.
Put 7 plus on me, Daniel.
You light that. You have a wonderful light that. It would light the water and see the bottom there, and see the found it there. It's quite a sport. Now,
I tried it the other day. I didn't.
All the fun's gone now because you get that gas light and modern equipment.
Yeah, but I didn't get a thing. I didn't.
You didn't find anything.
They
most of it is not so good. The beaches are polluted and sanded and covered with dredge material.
Used to, the great
thing to take your wife or girl, kids out, splash around in an hour, no harm and no effort. You always catch something when you eat crab, so.
If you bought some fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a,
I don't know. I don't remember anything before paper sacks.
Okay. Now, how was sugar packaged? How'd you get sugar?
The same way. It was in a barrel, weighed out by the grossman into a sack, weighed by the pound, including his thumb.
Okay.
Get it that way. People bought things, sugar, flour, lard, crackers, everything, by the dollar's worth. A dollar's worth of flour, a dollar's worth of meat, a dollar's worth of that, even dollars. Now, you look at any grocery ad or anything, the housewife goes in there, isn't an even dollar in there anywhere. Or even 50 cents a quarter. It's all 19 cents or 39 cents.
Yeah.
And the packaging, I think the packaging these days is just simply terrible. My colleague has got machines and put three or four different layers on it.
That's true, you know. And I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and he was saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah, if you got a blowtorch, something to get into it. Because it's done mechanically, it's done by machines.
Yeah. Now, what would potatoes come in, or say feed, seed, or manure? You might get that in what?
In what containers they came in?
Yeah. Or what sort of sack? Generally.
I don't know. They, of course, that kind of those products, that merchandise, would have to come in something stout, a double layer.
Maybe a real rough type of sack.
Yeah. I think people call them gunny sacks.
Gunny sacks?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why, but you get a grain. You get peas, for instance. You get a sack of them, there would be a gummy sack. It's a net-like, a sack.